Are they both going tonight?
You know, I don't think Giorgio is. I know Craig just texted me, and he got in line at 2 p.m. today.
For what?
Because he's GA.
Okay.
And, you know, the further up you are in line, of course, the closer you're going to be. And he sent me a text literally like 15 minutes ago, and he said, it completely worked out. We couldn't be closer and are center stage.
All right.
Wow.
Good for him. Dude, for him, too. I mean, this is a guy who likes pretty much one band. And so for that, that's got to be a pretty big thrill for him.
And if he gets tired, he can just kind of fly around the stage.
Yeah, right.
His ghost.
He can just rise and hover over everybody.
He didn't want to sit in Jerry's suite with you?
I'm not in Jerry's suite.
Oh, I've seen your tickets.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Where?
Little buddy rode up on the elevator with me just now that showed
where?
Me everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might.
It is Big Show Corby tonight.
You think the VIP Heineken tent is a big deal?
All right. Where are you?
Dude.
Tell everybody where you are.
Well, we're.
Tell everybody where you are.
We're on the left side of the floor.
Uh-huh.
In an area called the Red Zone.
And what is the Red Zone exactly?
It's just an area on the left side of the stage.
Okay, it's called Front Effing Row.
Slow down.
With backstage passes. And laminates.
Well,
and lanyards.
God.
You showed him the picture?
Yeah, he showed me the picture.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, I can't be trusted. You little weasel with your side yard.
I didn't get these tickets.
And your
guess who got them? Just guess.
I know who got them.
Of course.
And you know why?
So you can't blame me. It's Danny Fine. He got them, and it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Danny.
Because he lost a college football bet, and this is how he's paying you off. Right?
Yeah, happy birthday, Danny.
I love when your friends come up here. I learn so much.
There's so much that we aren't told.
I know.
By the way, Dave gets to go because this was supposed to be Julie, but the kids, she's in a car right now on I-45 with the kids driving to College Station.
Why?
For some tennis tournament that they're in.
Is she coming back tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
God. And
can you imagine the reconfiguration of all of the couch cushions in his house tonight?
Can you imagine how turned up it's going to get tonight?
And
is on the heels of Hangout.
And I felt bad because I wasn't going to be home from 2 o'clock until midnight. And so I put the dogs up at the dog sitter. So we are free and clear for the night. Ladies.
He might not live.
Let's have some fun.
I made it through last weekend, and trust me, I barely made it. So I'm pretty confident that I'll be fine tonight.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty soon after that to go this hard again.
Yeah, your immune system's way down. You should probably take it easy tonight.
I will.
Take a handful of Ativan or whatever that
whatever Cornell took.
Yeah.
It's too bad your blood bro's not here today. You need a transfusion.
What is that?
What is what?
What's in that jar you just pulled out of your bag?
I didn't pull a jar out.
Yeah, you did, too.
Is that weed?
No, I don't have weed.
There's some kind of container there.
You know when his voice cracks, it means he's lying.
Idiots.
You need weed.
Jerks.
You don't have weed.
I don't have weed.
I don't have weed.
I don't have weed. By the way, since Mino's not here.
What segment is this supposed to be?
The Cavaliers.
Yeah, this is better.
Yeah, we'll get to them next week.
Don't you think
we got a whole week to talk about
Don't you
them?
Think since Mino's not here and we have
Alexander.
Matt Van Birmingham at the helm, that we can
we have
at least.
Will Chamberlain at the helm.
We can, or you should, because you're in there, squeeze one little blood boy transfusion out of him before the weekend.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a blood boy to me.
I don't weigh enough to give blood.
He can barely live on his own blood.
Right. He has half the blood of a normal man.
Because you, I know that you just talked about me, but you...
What?
With your little friend that flew in, your little bestie that flew in from California for the weekend.
The guy that essentially lives with me for three months out of the year.
You are going to be in war shape. I cannot wait to see you on Tuesday.
What are you saying to me?
Because after a week, which was about a month ago, with your new friend who flew in town.
My new friend?
Well, we don't really know him that well.
Yes, you do. He's Jordan.
No, we really don't.
He's Jordan from Calhoun.
Suspect,
you know him.
We don't know him at all.
That wandered in the studio last time.
My dreamy indie pop band.
He walked in with buttless chaps, and we're like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on there.
I don't know.
We're going to get that Long Island dominatrix scene up and running tonight.
Right. You've got 3 days of...
Oh, dude, there's no doubt. I'm going to need a blood boy come Monday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday.
Well, you have one that sits next to you every day.
Yeah. Multiple naps.
Oh my God.
Long, hard naps.
I might take up heroin tonight. Just to see what it's like.
It's not a bad idea.
Call me if you do. I want in on this.
Okay.
Well,
what if the hardline collectively dies due to overdoses over the weekend, but all independently?
That would be
that'd be great. Like way to go out.
Like I choke on my own vomit tomorrow.
Possible.
You OD on Activision or whatever that pill was.
Activision.
Yeah, and then Mike. I don't know. Maybe he just dies.
He eats like 2 whole pizzas and just dies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat 2 whole pizzas.
I've seen it.
No, then, you haven't. It's going to take something stronger than 2 whole pizzas to kill me.
But Tuesday, nobody shows up for work and everybody's wondering. They have to do welfare checks.
Oh, there are
and
people kicking
down doors
and Mike's bodyguard can't get through the second bathroom door.
Yeah.
And
Dan Bennett's got to go to 3 houses to find out what's going on.
Right.
I'm laying in a bathtub covered in maggots like Lane Staley.
Oh, yeah. There's like some Chinese girl on top of you, you know, with a funnel running from her mouth to yours.
These are dark times, man.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. In summation,
go Cavs.
Go Cavs.
Yeah.